You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Shickadick Podcast is brought to you by our good pals at Pillar Exteriors. And not only are they good pals, but they got a really good promotion going on right now, and there's nothing more important than the roof above your head. And you, all you got to do is get a free consultation from Pillar Exteriors, mention the Schick and Nick Show, and you could be entered into a raffle for a free roof. Incredible. Go to pillarexteriors.com/raffle for all the rules and regulations for this incredible contest. Do it now. Do it now. It's Pillar Exteriors. Do it now.
Sherman in the paint, hesitates, fadeaway, jumper, yes! Good! 9 seconds left,
we're tied!
8 seconds left, 62-62, Cousinard with 5, Cousinard with 4, Cousinard with 3, Cousinard looks to drive, puts it up, it is no good! We're going to overtime!
Boom! Baby! It was a very odd call for you to make. A very odd call. What's going on, baby? They're going overtime. The game's in the balance. Why would you yell that?
I don't know. I don't know why Boom had to. I don't know why John started yelling Boom either. Just doesn't make a lot of sense. Oh boy. I mean, out of control. I mean, John and I knew. I mean, just so you know, you might as well be sitting at our radio row. It's John. There, we have a little chair between us for like a little space between us. You might as well be sitting right in the middle of us like that is going to be used. That is going to be used. And honestly, like John and I said, we talked about it afterwards. We both might have fully blacked out in the second half and both overtime. So I'm not even totally sure. I've heard a few calls, but I'm not even totally sure if things were out of control, as out of control as you would assume they would be. Oh boy.
All right. Does this does this ring a bell?
Kalkbrenner outside the arc's gonna shoot the three. Yes! Ryan Kalkbrenner!
Okay. Don't know what that was there.
Shoot the three. Yes! What a
call! I mean, just astute color analysis.
What a call!
I think he made it. I think he made it.
What a call!
Wow, the most mouth wide open wow. It's like Subway brought out your foot-long chicken, bacon, and ranch, and it's like, or actually it's Chipotle and the size of their burrito, and you're like, wow!
What a call!
Okay. How about another one here?
Ashworth, pull up three on the way. Yes, sir.
Big shot.
Steven Ashworth.
Wow. Wow. Everything's wow. Everything's amazing. Wow, that ball just went through. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Big shot.
Steven Ashworth.
Wow. I tell you, I'm tough to impress, but I'm moderately impressed by that. Wow. No.
Here we go.
Trey, back to Steven for three.
Yes!
Bang! Steven Ashworth!
Wow, what is wrong with me?
Now, do you have a Creighton baseball cap on and a jersey while you're calling this?
For three!
Yes!
Bang!
I know. I will say, like, you know, it's funny. I'll see Creighton fans and different people. Like, I saw them in Pittsburgh, and they're like, "So who are you? You know, what are you here doing? What game? What, you know, who are you working for?" I'm like, "I'm working for, you know, I'm here for with Creighton." And my line is always like, "Yeah, I just get to scream and be a homer." And I maybe have taken it too far, but in my own defense, I mean, that game was cray cray. Okay? But I needed to maybe dial it down a couple of notches.
Stevens got a rhythm. Three. Bang!
Come on, Stevens!
Steven Ashworth!
Come on, Steven.
Three. Bang!
Come on, Steven! Has anyone yelled, come on, Steven?
Your son, Steven, won't clean his room.
Come on, Steven! Or you're late for school and he doesn't have his shoes on yet. You're like, come on, Steven! Come on, Steven!
Come on, Steven.
Come on, Steven.
Come on, Steven. It must be just refreshing, though, for you to just take off the neutral hat on the Jays cap.
It is fun to
be like, you know what? I get to just sit here, enjoy the game, call the game. Everyone's listening. Everyone who's listening wants what I want to have happen. So let's just stop the dance and let's just, you know, come on, Steven.
Come on, Steven!
Oh, no. Yeah, that's not good. That is.
How about this?
Herman in the paint hesitates, fadeaway jumper. Yes! Good. 9 seconds left.
I mean, just that was the overtime, and I love the.
It is no good. We're going to overtime.
Yes. Time ma.
Overtime.
Perfect. see what else I got here. You like this call. You like this play for one selfish reason.
Quick catch. Here's Baylor from three. Yes, sir. Baylor Shireman from the left wing. A 5-point bank three-pointer. His first. It's 16-13. Great.
Big shot. Big shot. And a wink for me from Baylor Shireman. How about that? I like it.
If you wink at me, I will fall in love with you.
How about this? Baylor just winked at me. You know what? I like it. I like it a lot.
Dot and a wink for me from Baylor Shireman. How about that? I like it.
Just so you guys know, he looked at me and he acknowledged me. About that. Pretty good. That's one of the main reasons why I like that. That was good.
How about this? Kalkbrenner.
Five with four. Going to dribble in. Going to pump fake. Put it up. Yes! Square and score! Gonna pump fake, put it up. Yeah, square. Fake, put it up. Yeah, square.
Just explode.
Fake, put it up. Yeah, square and score.
I mean, there are no clean Bishop calls. Like, there is nothing. There is no laying out from this professional broadcaster.
Bang! Come on, Steven. Fake, put it up. Yeah, square and score.
I am eviscerating him. I laid out on his final
for
call.
Three.
Yes!
Bang!
I was all quick burst yeses.
Yes,
big shot.
Big shot. Yes! Wow!
The three.
Wow!
The
wow. I am amazed at everything I saw and happy with it, too.
Everything is amazing.
It's amazing. Yes.
Going to pump fake. Put it up. Yeah, square and score.
I mean, has anybody ever been that excited about anything?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Gray, step back two. No good. Jason Green. Slam dunk. Jason Green. 79-71 Creighton. 2:18 to go.
Best dunk you've ever seen in your life?
Jason Green. No good. Jason Green.
Just screaming his name. You're giving the play-by-play.
No good. Jason Green. Slam.
I mean, that's the one I did here, and that has been my favorite one. And I will say that was one of the few times that I snapped out of the moment, and I was like, ooh, wow. That was because I kind of half stood up, too. Like, I half stood up and yelled it. But, I mean, we were like, it's like an exorcism from me and John there. Like, demons were coming. It was like, Jason Green!
Jason Green! Oh, God! Jason Green!
Jason Green! It's like the...
Oh, God! Jason Green!
I mean, it's like there's an exorcism, and it's like, the power of Naismith compels you. The power of Naismith compels you. And it's like, Jason Green!
Oh, God! Jason Green!
Yeah, that was bad. That was, I lost it pretty good there. I knew this wasn't going to go. This is not surprising at all.
You know, John Bishop sent me all these, and I really appreciate it, especially this one.
Jays inbound with 20 on the shot clock, leading by one. 11:57 remaining. They need to get it in. They do to Baylor. Baylor's got to catch and shoot. Three! He
and
hits
one.
It! It should be in one! What the hell? He got knocked to the floor, but Baylor falling to the deck. He got fouled on the play, but no one called it.
They'll take it, I guess, but he literally got hit to the ground.
Good night!
I have never heard a play-by-play guy say, what the hell? But he also said, you suck, to Evan Burroughs recently. But
one! What the hell?
There was a ref that was bald, and at one point, I don't remember what was going on, but John was in a rage. Big Shock was in a rage. And I think at some point he said, nice call, Baldy.
What the hell?
So he lost his mind pretty good. Did you see? There was someone that replied to a Richard Deitch tweet. So Richard Deitch tweeted, I have absolutely no connection at all with this Oregon or Creighton, but I'm into this game like it's the Buffalo Bills and the Super Bowl sports. This guy, Scott, who doesn't follow me, probably doesn't follow John. He goes, I just listened to the Creighton radio broadcast duo for the final 5 minutes and both overtimes. My first time checking them out. And holy moly, they're like a mix of WWF wrestlers and Chris Farley and hip-hop hype men and Stotler and Waldorf from the Muppets. Intense. Is that an appropriate...
This wrestling match, this Royal Rumble's going to overtime! Puts it up. It is no good. We're going to overtime. Time.
Wow. Yes.
Wow! For three.
Yes!
Bang.
Come on, Steven.
Bang.
Come on, Steven. Jason.
Is that the name?
Green.
Good. Jason Green.
What's the name of the pod? Jason Green or Come On, Steven?
I don't know.
Or it could be 5 points bank three-pointer.
Had numbers but didn't take advantage. Now into the corner. Trey's got an open three. Bang! Trey Alexander, 5 points bank three-pointer.
Trey Alexander
late in the shot clock. 5 points bank three-pointer. His second. His second 5 points bank three-pointer. His third 5 points bank three-pointer. 5 points bank three-pointer. Fifth 5 points bank three-pointer. 5 points bank three-pointer.
Wow. Mean.
Does he...
What happens...
Does the contract say
it must? I want to know.
Has to say it after every single three.
Can you remind? I need to write myself a reminder. I need to, when I board the plane with John Bishop and we share a row on the airplane, so we got plenty of time to duck. Let me tell you, I forced him to watch Akron film, and he was like, "I don't care." I was like, look at this here," and he was like, "I don't care." I'm like, "You will care!" Wow!
What the hell?
Wow!
Get her!
Wow, look at these pretzels they're giving us on American Airlines.
Get her!
I mean, I need to ask if what the contract states that like 5 points bank sponsors every single three-pointer. Because what happens, tell you what, homeboy's building some habits. If all of a sudden 5 points bank goes away, he's going to have an issue on his hands. You know what I'm saying?
If it's a game-winning, buzzer-beating three to win the national championship...
Yep, which is going to happen this year.
Does he have to go, Shireman Bang! A 5 points bang three-pointer wins the national championship!
I think he will. I think he does, and I think he will. But I would almost say, like, wow, do you want the call that would live forever to have 5 points bank in it? With all due respect to 5 points bank.
Yes, we would. Signed, 5 points bank.
They would love that, wouldn't they? They would absolutely
love building, it. It's building toward this moment.
By the way, which of the two, let's unpack these, of this guy's tweet. He goes, they're like a mix of WWF wrestlers, John or Nick. I would say that's more John. Would you agree?
Yep. Yeah, definitely more John.
Okay. Chris Farley. I don't know. Debatable. Both?
I still think it's John. Go ahead.
Hip hop hype man.
That's you.
Yes, I will gladly. I wear that as a badge of honor.
What's going on, baby?
Stotler and Waldorf from the Muppets. Like, I guess that's both of us. So that would
Stotler and Waldorf. Yeah, that would be both of you guys just going back and forth, mocking the officials. Nice job, Baldy. I like that.
Jason Green. We need to send him that.
You guys are both being waterboarded.
Fine, Jason Green.
Jason Green.
Tell us who gave you the orders. Who did it? Tell us now.
Who ordered the code red?
Jason Green!
We need to send that to him. I don't know if he has like a full voicemail, but if it's like, you have reached the voicemail box of...
Jason Green!
Please leave your name and number after the beep. That's what Jason needs. Jason Green! Someone said it's the new Christian Bishop. We had the old Christian Bishop! So we have... Christian Bishop has moved out of the house, and we have welcomed Jason Green into the house, the house of Chick and Nick.
Christian Bishop. This would have been great inside an arena, but it's almost better that it was COVID and you had to call it from a basement together.
Christian Bishop! Come on, CB! Yeah!
Oh,
Christian Bishop!
I mean, he made those like he made them all.
My favorite part continues to be you moaning and his slapping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that sounds really bad. If you just walked into the basement, got close to like the door of the, you just heard that from outside the door, you ain't going in that door, right? You ain't walking. I will say that was the only good thing that came out of COVID might have been this.
So that's the Christian Bishop part of this. And then the
Jason Green!
Jason Green. I mean, I don't know what happened to both, but we did it in unison. I mean, it was almost as if we were like, and 3, 2, 1. Jason Green!
Jason Green!
He came soaring in that thing, boy.
It's just so good.
Did you stay up? Were you
so
up?
Good.
Were you, or did you go to
I
BED?
Did stay up. No, I did stay up Saturday night, and I had to do ESPN radio at 7 a.m., so I had a 6:30 wake-up call.
Oh,
and I hated every moment of staying up, but I knew I had to stay up because the game was too good.
It was, I mean, okay, game of the tournament. Did Texas A&M Houston supplant it last night?
I didn't watch Texas A&M Houston.
It was a good one.
I heard it was good.
I'm going to go with the game of the tournament being Jason Green.
Jason Green!
It's funny. It was like, and you're final at double overtime, 58-57. You know, it was just, there wasn't as many points as I thought there would be. But it was an exciting game, an exciting finish.
Game.
It looked like Oregon had it in the bag.
Oh, dog,
it
you ain't lying.
Like this game was over. And then some way, somehow.
Not once, but twice. When it was 58-52 with about 5 minutes left, I thought it was pretty much, Creighton was close to being flatlined. And then obviously down four with under a minute left. I thought Creighton was close to being flatline, but bad. That boy Baylor Shireman is a bad, 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 bad boy.
And he likes to wink at you.
Big shot and a wink for me from Baylor Shireman. How about that? I like it.
Sounds good, bud.
Oh, man.
So good. So good. Quick time out here from this award-winning podcast to tell you about Pillar Exteriors. Did you know that you can email teamsupport@pillarexteriors.com to get a free roof? I mean, look, Obi, my dog, is really excited about it.
He loves it.
Wait, 402-919. Yeah, he just did it. It's amazing. It's amazing. Again, 402-919-7663. Request a free roof inspection. And then when you do, you could be entered into a drawing for the free roof on or about July 31st. we will select, Pillar Exteriors will select a winner through a random drawing from among all eligible entries received. You'll get notified, and then it is free roof time. It's PillarExteriors.com. They do it all.
Yep, it's 402-919-ROOF. You heard Schick's dog barking in the background. You know the phone number. And again, you could email teamsupport@PillarExteriors.com for that free consultation. Mention Schick and Nick. Incredible potential raffle you could be entered into, and make sure you go to pillarexteriors.com/raffle for more information as well. Can you get your dog to bark again? Is that possible? I don't think it is.
Only if some harmless neighbor walks by 800 yards away. I don't know if anyone's doing that right now, but that's where they would do that. Again, you have options when it comes to residential roofing contractors in Omaha. Pick Pillar Exteriors. And as it says on their website, pillarexteriors.com, proud sponsor of the Schick and Nick Show. 402-919-ROOF, 402-919-ROOF. Thank you, Obi. There are a couple of things I want to play. One is I got this tweet from someone. This was from Zach, who is the halftime interview with Washington State and Drake. He said, "Where's Nick Baugh when you need him?"
Let's check out AJ Ross.
Can't hear anything.
See, okay.
Coach of Washington State. Can't hear anything.
Come on,
sorry.
Man. I'm
got it. You have to ask. Can you hear
can
me?
Can you hear me? Before we get started, I don't want to get into my question and have to repeat it. Tell me if you can hear me or not. Okay.
Not sure if you can hear me.
Got this leftover. This was from I think your first round game.
Oh boy. All right.
Bishop tweeted this out to us.
Trey into the front court. Trey stops,
oh,
gets to his spot.
Oh,
yes!
Mama.
Trey into the front court.
I mean,
that hey,
is Trey,
that
like Trey into the front court?
Like someone's bringing out a big pot of spaghetti.
Court. Trey stops,
oh,
gets to his spot.
Oh,
yes!
Mama!
Someone sees an alien for the first time.
Stops,
oh,
gets to his spot.
Oh,
yes!
Mama!
Gosh. But he hit homeboy. He mixed McGee, dropped him, and
gamed him, yeah. Figured that's what happened there.
And that's got to call. You better call your mama when that's going on. Who doesn't call their mama when they see someone hit them with an in and out around the back and an Akron zip goes tip? You know what I'm saying? Tippy,
that's,
tippy
that's
down.
What you meant to say is call mama. Call mama.
Trey stops,
oh, mama.
Gets to his spot.
Oh,
yes!
Mama.
Oh, is it acceptable? Is this acceptable behavior? Does it need to change immediately? You tell me. And I know it's in the best interest
I'm
of the podcast for it to continue,
yeah,
but
I don't want you to change all
right,
at
I'm,
all. Do
I,
not change.
I'm telling you, you know, you get lost in a game. I got completely lost in that game. It was as if I completely lost my mind. Like, I am not responsible. It was like I had 14 Coors Lights, and I got to tell everybody I am not responsible for how I am now acting. This is the
Wait,
Coors Lights.
You lost your mind. What are you talking about?
Three.
Yes!
Yeah! Come on, Steven. Stop screwing it up. Bang!
Come on, Steven.
Come on, Steven. Come on, Steven.
Bang!
Come on, Steven.
That's how Father Urkel always ragged to Steve.
Three, bang!
Come on, Steven!
Ah, damn it!
Let's Steven.
Come on, Steven. No, we don't have any cheese. Come on, Steven!
Come on, Steven!
Oh,
there was
man.
Some great moments, too. I think, you know what I think? You what know, you're it? Calling games. Kevin Cougar is calling games. Kevin's leaning into the pun stuff. He's leaning into the put the bow on it and give it a chef's kiss of dad joke pun stuff. Like, I just love this stuff. I lean into it. I've got a
give it to me.
I
baby.
Got a couple of these. This was with Illinois. This is during the game.
Damask the rebound to Shannon on a bounce. Danger, run to the floor. One hand hammer. Dane Danger, spelling danger for the Moorhead State Eagles.
Yes. Okay.
God, that's 100%. Good.
100%.
Get an A-plus from me.
And then this one was the best.
Hall, half-court heave, no good, out of bounds. Duquesne can do 7. 71-67, their first NCAA tournament win since 1969.
Duquesne can do. Duquesne can do.
Duquesne can do.
Can we get my reaction to it? I think it was something like, wow!
Wow!
Duquesne can do, and we're going to overtime!
We're going to overtime!
But seriously, though, hold on. Cougs.
That's good.
Duquesne can do? Come on, man. That is big time.
By the way, they were wearing, Longwood was wearing the Lancers or Dancers shirts. Do you see that? They made shirts out of my saying. I'm getting nothing of that.
You know, you need to call Jackie Childs. You need to call your loyal Jackie Childs, and you need to file a lawsuit immediately. And when they give you free T-shirts for a year, don't accept it, okay? Do not accept
it. Don't take
it right away. By the way, real quick, Coogler going to be in Detroit. Yep. It's going to be Bishop courtside, Coogler courtside, oh Baugh courtside, oh worlds colliding. It's going to just be pun. Big pun down on one end, my man Coogler.
Duquesne can do!
Come on, Steven! On the other end.
Bang!
Come on, Steven!
Big pun and come on, Steven, going toe-to-toe.
I love it!
It's going to be great.
It is good.
I mean, could you imagine winning that first game and how exciting it will be going into the Elite Eight game?
No.
Could you imagine?
I mean,
could you imagine? Again, that Creighton-Tennessee game is going to be the best game of the Sweet 16. I've said that from the outset. It's going to be awesome.
Your boy's been. I've thought Tennessee is legit for a long time. That team is good. This is going to be a war. I'm going to have my game face on, and by game face on, I mean Jason Green.
Okay.
Jason Green!
I want, at some point, whether it's Cougs or you, say, Dalton, unable to connect. All right, everybody.
No. We need to embrace that. Dalton, unable to connect.
Something like, connect these dots, you know, something like that.
We need to make sure Dalton's middle name is unable to this week. And then it'll be good.
Duquesne can do!
Tennessee might have a great player, but it was Creighton showing great connectivity.
Oh. I'm in.
Or just shout Jason Green.
Jason Green!
Dalton Connect, you may be the SEC Player of the Year, but have you ever battled Jason Green?
Jason Green!
All right. Speaking of people yelling, this was.
Do we have anything from Friday night? Because Friday night had to have been very sad because it was just so sad.
I know.
We were all sad David in Carr, Memphis.
David Carr winning this Iowa State championship in wrestling. I got this call sent to me. Is this you? This is you and John Bishop on the call.
Now in deep. He's got the double.
Drive.
14 seconds to go. Plenty of time.
That's
He's got
three.
Him dumped on. He's rough. There's three.
David Carr!
David Carr!
5 seconds!
Let's go!
Three!
Let's go!
Two!
One!
Come on, Kyva! Don't leave me hanging!
Yes!
Don't leave me hanging!
Yes!
Don't leave me hanging!
David Carr!
David
Don't leave
Carr!
Me hanging!
Yes!
Oh, David Carr!
Yes!
David Carr! David Carr!
Now, if you don't know, it was David Carr who was the subject of the excitement there.
The best call. That's sober.
And I want you at some point to shout to John 8 times, don't leave me hanging.
Don't leave me hanging!
Yes!
Don't leave me hanging!
Yes!
Don't leave me hanging!
I mean,
your Jason Green sounded a lot.
Fits in perfectly with David Carr.
Like David Carr. It was.
Time.
That's
he's got
three.
Him dumped on. He's rough. There's three.
David Carr!
David Carr!
Come on, David!
Five seconds!
I couldn't tell if David, like, there was a car coming and they were yelling at David to move because of a car.
David Carr!
David Carr!
Come on, David!
Truly, it's like he was stuck on I-80. He had his back to oncoming
18-wheeler.
Oh, my gosh.
Golly, David Carr.
All right.
Don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging.
David Carr and Jason Green.
Jason Green!
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Incredible. Just screaming. Like, this is the time of year for just screaming
it
in
is.
Microphones.
Yes. It's time to just let it rip.
And the fewer people hear them because they're not available on these apps or things. Like, you have to really find these local calls on these, on like Westwood, you know, Westwood One.
Yeah, they're getting your Westwood One game right, or you're getting your CBS game right, you know? Like, if you're listening to Bishop and Baugh, you want to hear Jason Green.
You do.
You want to hear it.
Quick time out here from this award-winning podcast to tell you about our friends at the Omaha Supernovas. Did you know that they continue to set records? No, not just with their great play, but the fact that they had nearly 13,000 fans at the CHI Health Center a couple of weeks ago setting another record. They now hold four of the top five U.S. attendance records. They've got the top three in those as well. So it's something that you certainly want to be a part of, and your next opportunity is coming up this Thursday, March 28th, as the Grand Rapids Rise come into the CHI Health Center, 7 o'clock Central Time against the Omaha Supernovas. Check them out, supernovas.com. Get your tickets and be a part of what is likely, very likely, going to be another record-setting crowd. Supernovas.com. Check them out.
All right, we got through a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was 29 minutes. Yada, yada, yada. Creighton beat Coach Altman. I did see Coach Altman before the game. Hey, Nick, how you doing, bud? Gave him a hug.
Yeah, he was wondered about that.
He was a little nervous. He was a little nervous, as he always is. But yeah,
it felt bad for Dana, felt great for Creighton type of thing. Past, present, future, just all colliding right there. It was a pretty poignant thing, and it's hard to as a coach when you leave, but still so beloved. The respect people have for Dana Altman,
yes,
is exponentially higher than it was when he was the coach there at Creighton.
Yeah.
That's hard to do when you spurn them twice. Like, remember the lack of trust after he came back from Arkansas, and that's where you and I started, you know, doing our media stuff, and I had you on the phone when he was doing Pig Suey on KETV. But he does that, comes back, leaves again. You're like, how could you? I thought you were going to stay here forever.
I know.
But even now, 15 years later, you're like, he's the dean.
He's the man. He's the man. No, there's so much, and that's good, and that's how it should be. Like, the dude is genuinely, sincerely loved, appreciated. He got the thing rolling. There's no question about it. Creighton basketball is not Creighton basketball without him. Everybody knows
You know, U2 isn't coming to town without Dana Altman. I mean, that concert plays, that Quest Center.
Seriously. Right? I mean, it's the truth. So, yeah, it was just, that's right. I mean, we talked to Rass after the game, and Rass called it. He thought that game was the best win in Creighton basketball history, given the circumstances, who was involved, just everything. I mean, he was over there like a proud dad, just looking at his two sons going at it. Like, I love this. I love both these guys.
You know, Bruce has one of the great moments in the history of the show as well, when he introduced Greg McDermott when he was first hired.
I am very proud to introduce to you today the 16th head men's basketball coach in the history of Creighton basketball, Coach Doug McDermott.
He trailed off.
He knew it, too.
He knew it. He trailed off like
Coach Doug McDermott. Coach Doug McDermott.
He was enunciating, like, very proud for you to meet.
Coach Doug McDermott. I am very proud to introduce to you today the 16th head men's basketball coach in the history of Creighton basketball, Coach Doug McDermott.
No clue.
Todd Bowles chimed up. Like, you do know that is his son. Right. You do know that it's actually Greg McDermott is the one that you hired.
I mean, I don't, it's Greg.
You do know we play indoors, right? They got a dome. No, nothing planned. We're indoors, and we only have to be outside for 20 seconds getting off the bus, going under the thing, so we'll be okay.
I like how
Bulls did beat Deion Sanders in our drop-off playing game, by the way.
Oh, yes. That little surprising,
But, you know, the more you listen to that drop, the better it is. I love the whole thing of, like, we just walk under the thing. It was just the thing.
Yeah, we just walk under the thing. That's it.
We only have to be outside for 20 seconds getting off the bus, going under the thing, so we'll be okay.
Walking under the thing. I don't know what the thing is.
What is the thing? Okay. No one fully knows what the thing is? Like, what do you do for a living? Well, I all arenas and football stadiums across the country, I sell, install, and manufacture the thing. Like, the thing, huh? Chabot's like, I know what he's talking about. That's...
We only have to be outside for 20 seconds getting off the bus going under the thing. So
I'm going to put in the Twitter poll. Do you know what the thing is? All right. Shall we get to these Twitter results?
I think so.
The Twitter polls
are brought to you by the thing. You know what the thing is.
They're brought to you by the thing. Pillar here. You know what the thing is.
Seconds getting off the bus, going under the things.
Yeah. We had some fun on the polls last week. We said will Kent Pavelka experience Nirvana this week? And the answer was yes, but then Kent said, where's the death poll? He wanted the death poll, so we put it in there. Will Kent Pavelka die this week? 54% said no.
Well, he may have died of sadness. We thought he was going to die of happiness, but
yeah.
Hopefully KP's alive. That was so sad.
You know what Kelly's response was as she's watching this? She was so frustrated. She goes, of course this would happen to us. Of course one of the worst three-point shooting teams would hit a billion of them. Of course.
Right. It's Nebraska basketball. That's how it's been. It's so frustrating. I know.
This team has never accomplished this, and then they played Nebraska. Okay, great.
Like, you know, they can't shoot the thing, right? But I don't know. No, we didn't think they'd shoot the thing.
You do know we play indoors, right? And they got a dome.
Yeah, we do. Did you know it was feet 10 feet off of Beal? 71% said no. No.
No one knew. I don't even think.
You do know it's 10 feet off of Beal, right?
You
know.
You do know we play indoors, right? And they got a dome.
Yeah. Is Jake still reading the stats before halftime of the Indiana game? 96%. Kent responded with a group shot of a selfie of him and Jake. Duh, there's no half-life on this. It's so great. If you're 10 feet off of Beal, will he hit that shot? 87% said yes.
Facts.
Will Trev Alberts receive a bonus from A&M if the Aggies beat the Huskers? 63% said yes. Would it be cooler if it were Bradley Beal Street? 75% said yes. Eric responded with, Allie is not amused. Allie McBeal. Okay. Thank you. Who do you prefer, Big Country Reeves or Big Sky Baugh? Big Sky Baugh took it 79%.
Yes.
Are the Husker basketball players who received black shirts from Trev Alberts more distracted this week than those who did not? 78% said yes. Speaking of Trev, just one last thing. I would put a moratorium. I would put a 2-week probationary period of retweeting your new school's tweets.
Stop it.
From the point you get hired.
Yeah, just stop. Just stop.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's give people time. It's like you break up with a longtime girlfriend, and then the next day you're posting pictures of your new flame. Give everyone time.
Just stop for a little bit. Just stop.
You don't need to try so hard. Like, we love you, Trev. People are heartbroken and mad, upset. Let it linger a little bit before you
let it cranberries
stomp on
a little
the
bit. You need to let it. You got to cranberries it. You know,
got to cranberry it. That's right. Let it linger. What was the better team, 1996 Chicago Bulls or Northwestern in overtime against FAU? Northwestern wins 67%.
I had a nice little chuckle to myself. I was like, you know what? I'm going to post it. I'm going to do it. Didn't know that it would make its way into a Schikanik poll, but I'm a fan.
I like this from Belmont Bill, who took a picture of the Lovett Gift and Flower Shop, and it says, found Jake's favorite flower shop in Lincoln.
Lovett!
Now, Jake did advance. We do have the results of who won what. Does Larry from Lexington have a right to be angry at the brackets? 86% said yes. Larry,
you know,
from Lexington, late ad, had a good champ week, came up short.
Larry in Lexington, is it is a clearly loved drop that really isn't a drop, though. Like, people just loved that, but it's we haven't replayed. Maybe we need to listen to the people. We need to start working it in. We need to start working it back in. Give it a chance to become a drop.
Let's go to Larry. What do you think, Larry?
Holla at your boy. It's Larry from Lexington. Holla at your boy. It's Larry from Lexington. Holla, 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 holla at your boy.
That was a fake phone call from Larry from Lexington.
It's really dumb, but people liked it. So maybe we got to listen to the people. We're here for the people.
Speaking of the people, they have spoken. Your winners. How about that, Ton? Beats 73-27%. Evan Burroughs, you suck. Beats Big Ten Protocol 62%-38%.
I'm on board with both those results.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Beats Todd Bowles 83%-17%.
I'm on board.
You do know that I got smoked, right?
You do
know we play indoors, right? They got a dome.
Other first round matchups. Storm That Puppy beats, I think I'd take that bet, 59%-41%. Peerless Region, kicked in the nuts, was 81%-19% over Damon Benning. How do you do, number one, two? Beanery Region, Run to the Bathroom, 78% over Hoiberg, didn't hear you. No Nuggets, fellas, takes down Peep That Jerry West, 74%-26%. We also asked, is Nebraska the Yale of the Midwest? In honor of my colleague Mina Kimes asking that question, 54% said yes.
Okay, we'll take it.
So those are your matchups. Are you ready for the Elite Eight?
I'm ready. 100% ready.
Here is the Elite Eight for the drop-off tournament. We are so excited to bring this to you. Down to eight drops. Again, you can vote online at Chick Nick Show on Twitter. Here are the matchups.
It's exciting.
I'm not happy about that.
It's a crap.
You're a clown.
What are you, 10?
What's going on, Bubba?
You obviously don't understand Nebraska football.
From Herdat Media, it's the Chick Nick Show drop-off tournament.
Wonderful.
Today, it's the Elite Eight.
Wonderful.
In the Pillar Exteriors region, the number one overall seed, Jake Muehlheisen. Very excited about the Creighton Blue Jays.
Love it! Love it!
Takes on Kent Pavelka, imploring Blue Jays fans to celebrate that Sweet 16.
Storm that court! Just storm that puppy!
In the Peerless region, it's the number one seed, Nick Baugh, talking about what it's like to be a Nebraska ball fan.
Got kicked in the nuts here. The ball's here.
Taking on Kent Pavelka in happier times.
How about that, Tom? How about that?
In the Beanery region, the number one seed, Orlando Franklin, impersonating the Husker basketball team during their opening round game against A&M.
I'm going to run to the bathroom.
Taking on the number two seed, Nick Baugh, mimicking his former coach, who just lost to Creighton.
I said no Nuggets, fellas.
In the Supernovas region, the number one seed, John Bishop, telling Creighton what not to do offensively.
And slow it up.
Taking on the number two seed, John Bishop, talking about his friend, Evan Burroughs.
Evan Burroughs, you suck!
And those are your matchups for the Elite Eight. Be sure to log on at Chick and Nick Show on Twitter to cast your vote. It's the Chick and Nick Show drop-off tournament.
Catch the fever.
Tell you what.
Really good matchups.
Very good. I'm not total. I mean, it's... If I had to give like a, you know, a money line pick, like for sure. I'm not sure which one I would totally choose at this point. By the way, we didn't even mention the fact that Evan Burroughs was the ref the Creighton Akron game, and when it's incredible that Burroughs was there. But
and then Bishop tweeting for the second game against Oregon. Evan Burroughs, you will not be the official today. Great.
It just feels like. I don't know. Who do you feel like is the strongest drop right now?
There is something about run to the bathroom.
Totally agree.
Yep. That I think is going to make a deep run to the bathroom.
They're the UConn right now.
Yeah.
They're the UConn. They're the best team. The best team doesn't always win. Crazy things can happen. But at this point, run to the bathroom is UConn.
They're going to flush the competition. And it's really... I don't know. We'll see. The love it is a strong one. This is probably the strongest pairings of Elite Eight matchups that we've seen. This is a 1-2, a 1-2, a 1-2, and a 1-3. The only two that I guess you could go to the committee and say you seeded them improperly was the 2-seed Matt Rule lost to, how about that, Ton. So there's a lot there, but again,
how about that, Ton?
The voting...
Imagine
the voting will be open this week.
We're
going to figure out what to do because on Friday, I'm taking the kids to Disney. We're all going to Disney for 4 days.
Wonderful.
And then I'm going to Indy after that for 3 days to do some hoops. So we're going to have to figure out when we're going to get this next pod out. How about
Are you doing the NIT? Are you doing the NIT?
No. I am doing the... high school Geico Nationals, which is now the Chipotle Nationals.
Ooh, shouts out to Chipotle. Okay. We'll figure out some time, you know.
We'll figure something out.
But yeah, these are some great matchups, man. These are terrific. Eight terrific drops that all deserve the respect that they've been given here. This is a quality field.
It's a quality field, and we're looking forward to it. Again, it's the drop-off, it's the NCAA tournament, worlds collide, and we're down to eight. We jumped the gun on the rounds here. We are down to eight. We'll be in the final four before you know it, and then the national championship for the drop-off tournament, which is really what everyone's looking forward to. Tyler, what do you think?
I'm not happy about that.
Chicken Nick.
Yeah.
Chicken Nick.
Yeah.
The Chicken Nick Show.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
Nick. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
Nick.
Yes.
Bang!
Come on, Steven!
Jason Green!
Come on, Steven!
A Huda Media Production.